Hello and welcome back to the Becoming Mom and Dad podcast. Me and Kaylee are here, and this is week 32, episode 19. We're getting closer.
We are, and the baby's getting bigger. This week, baby is the size of a Napa cabbage. I'm not really sure what the difference between that and like a regular cabbage is. I think it's like the longer, like kind of thicker ones. So we'll see. But she's about 17 inches long now, just under 17 inches. And estimated weight is about 4.3 pounds. So she's got that going on for her. She also has a fully formed liver this week. So that's exciting. And as far as my body goes, it says that it is comfortable or normal to notice like what they call pelvic girdle pain or instability. And that you can feel pain in your pubic bone, lower back, hips, or inner thighs, which can make movements pretty painful, which I haven't really noticed it too much yet. Sometimes I feel pressure kind of like, I guess, on my pubic bone, but like not like painful. And then my lower back hurts sometimes. But honestly, the other day I woke up with like a really sharp like calf cramp to the point where I was like yelling for Skylar from the bed to come like straighten my leg out because I couldn't even move my lower leg at all. But I've heard people talk about the calf cramps and that they are pretty common. So I wasn't like obviously concerned about it, but I did notice that. I also started taking a magnesium complex 2 days ago, which I have been talking about taking magnesium my entire pregnancy, and I just have never bought it or gotten around to doing it. But I got some free complex pills, and so I've been taking those, and I've only been taking them for a couple days, but I know that like they're supposed to help with like sleeping better, and they can help with like headaches and muscle pains and stuff. So we'll see. I'll keep it updated on if that actually is working for me or not. I do notice the last couple nights I've slept a lot harder. I feel like I am asleep. But I have been having really weird dreams again, which has been going on for like 2 weeks now. So I don't know if that's like a pregnancy thing or just like a coincidental thing. Cause even Skylar's been saying he's been having weird dreams too. So I don't know if that has anything to do with me or no, if it's just coincidental, but
we've had a less exciting week than the last time we had an episode, which is good because the last time Kaylee had to deal with a lot of stuff. So it's kind of evened out now, and we're not having any major issues. She did have a doctor's appointment this week. If you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I went for my 32-week appointment. I saw the third and final OB that could be the possible woman who's delivering the baby. So I met her, she was nice. And then we kind of talked about like pre-labor, and she was actually really helpful. So I asked her if there was anything I needed to be doing for pre-labor. And she straight up was like, well, I know you've probably seen a lot of stuff on TikTok and like all this stuff you're supposed to be doing. But she was like, I'm not going to tell you what I recommend just yet because I don't want you to have an early baby. So we'll talk about it more like in a few weeks when you get closer. So that was kind of helpful to know that I don't need to be worrying about that. She was like, you just need to be enjoying your pregnancy and like getting everything ready for the baby and stuff like that. And then she kind of was telling me I could start preparing like my stuff for the hospital if I wanted to do that, which I don't really know what I want to bring to the hospital yet. I have seen so many videos of women packing their hospital bags on like what to bring and what not to bring. And everybody's opinions are so different. And I don't know, like, as a first-time mom, I'm like, what is the best stuff to bring? Like, what do I need and what is really just, like, considered excessive? And when I was talking to her, she was basically saying, like, the only thing I need to bring is my toiletries for, like, the shower and stuff like that and, like, brushing my teeth and everything I want to have to make myself feel better. And then any cute outfits I want for the baby or for me, like whatever gowns or pajamas I want to have. She said that they provide everything that I need for postpartum care. They provide literally everything for the baby. And I did kind of ask her about formula feeding at the hospital versus breastfeeding, because I don't know if have we talked about what Lexi experienced on here?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But one of my friends experienced a pretty like traumatic, event at the hospital because she decided she wanted to formula feed, and they basically forced her to try breastfeeding, and she said she was crying and it was miserable and it was just like she didn't want to do it. She'd already made up in her mind before she went to the hospital that she didn't want to breastfeed, and they basically wouldn't let her I don't know if they wouldn't let her leave or they wouldn't let her try formula until she tried breastfeeding, and that she was really upset about it after she left, and that she was even crying days after she gave birth because of how, like, just traumatic it was for her. And so I kind of asked her that when I was there. I was like, you know, I've decided I want to formula feed. So, like, do I need to be prepared to, like, have to defend myself, like, to not breastfeed? And she said that they would never ask me to do it if I didn't want to, that as soon as I tell them I want a formula feed, they'll bring in their formula and the bottles for me to use. And so that was kind of nice. Like, I know my mom's told me before that sometimes they have, like, the glass bottles there, and then she didn't say what kind of bottles they were, but she said they have them, like, pre-mixed in the bottles. So, like, when they bring me the bottle, the formula and stuff will already be in it. And then I asked her, you know, if there's a certain bottle brand that I want to have Gemma trying to use, should I bring that so she gets used to, like, that nipple flow? Because another thing people don't realize, especially as first-time parents, is, like, when your baby is feeding out of a bottle, like, all the bottle nipples are shaped differently, have different flow rates and all that stuff. And so it's like sometimes babies can be very finicky about which ones they use. And if they start one and then you try to switch them to another one, they don't like it. So I really like the ones that I have, like, they're nice glass bottles. One of Skylar's friends got them for us, and I really want to be able to use them. So I don't want to have her, you know, start on a different one and then we get home and then she can't use those. So I thought about bringing, you know, our bottle to the hospital. And she said if we wanted to do that, we could bring it and then just pour it in there and have her try that one. So I haven't decided if I want to do that or not, or if do that yet or not, or if I just want to wait till we get home. But I might think about at least just bringing one just to see. And then she said sometimes people will bring their own pacifiers because they have pacifiers there. But the same thing is, not all babies like the same pacifiers. So we'll try that. And then you all have seen people, of course, bringing, like, fans and sound machines and night lights and all this stuff. And I did see someone say they brought their Amazon Fire Stick, which could be nice for, like, you know, if my labor is going long and Skylar and I at least have something to put on the TV that's not the 5 cable channels they get or whatever. So I haven't really thought about much about what I want to pack yet. I'm just kind of, I might get a list together. I might watch a few more videos and, like, kind of nail down what I want to have and make a list and pack it up soon, because we did get her diaper bag in the mail this past week. We actually got quite a bit of stuff in the mail this past week that I've been going through. We finally got our last baby shower done, which we told y'all about a couple weeks ago. And so I went ahead and ordered, like, everything that we needed that we didn't have on Amazon, because they had, like, a Prime Day deal or something. And so I got a bunch of stuff. I saved, like, $500 and ordered all of it. And we got that paid off because we just charged all on our credit cards and then got all of our money we'd saved up. And
yeah, we've had about 5 packages at our door front, like, every day for the past week.
Yeah. But as far as the rest of the doctor's appointment goes, we talked about that. We talked about the breastfeeding. We talked about the hospital stay, what to expect and all that. And then I asked her about my anemia, because I was like, you know, we still haven't retested my iron levels and I don't know, like, you know, if we need to be doing that. And she was like, oh, like, we'll do it next time you come, like, we'll figure it out. And then I asked her about the RSV vaccine, which I don't think I talked about this on the last episode, but this was kind of important. If you've been tuning in, you know that we had a very, like, in-depth conversation on if we wanted to get the RSV vaccine for her or not, because it is RSV season. And I just found out at the appointment that Gemma can't even get an RSV vaccine. So the way that they do it, as I thought it was something they were given at the hospital during the season, if they were born during the season, but they're not. She's not allowed to get it until she's 2 months old. At that point, RSV season will essentially be over, and that does not protect her for the first 2 months of her life. So I was like, well, what can we do for that then? And she basically said that pregnant women are supposed to get it, and then it builds the antibodies for the baby while you're pregnant, and then it can last up to 6 months outside of the body. So I'm going to be getting the RSV vaccine at my next appointment, and hopefully that will pass it down through her, and then she'll have the antibodies and have a less likely chance of contracting it bad if she does contract it. So we're kind of going to plan on that. And then she told me they would check my blood levels at the next appointment, and that was pretty much it. So I was going to leave, and then all of a sudden the ladies from the lab were like flagging me down, like, we need to get your blood, like, right now, blah blah. And I'm like, oh God, like I thought something else came up in my urine again and I had some other issue going on or something. So of course I was like texting Skylar and I'm like freaking out because they didn't tell me I was getting my blood drawn that day, which like last time they didn't tell me they were swabbing me or that they were doing a vaccine or anything like that. So I was just like, okay, whatever. So I go in there and finally they call my name and I'm like, am I like, is something wrong? Am I just whatever? And she told me that like, apparently the routine check that they do was that day. They just forgot to tell me. So I ended up getting my redraw levels that day. And they came back and my iron levels have gone up from what they were last time, but they're still in like the yellow. So they're still lower than what would be ideal, but they are back up to where they were when I was first pregnant. So like, if you look at my chart, basically it shows that when I first went in May, they were like just a little bit low and they dropped down lower by the time I get to September. And then now they've gone like just in the last month, they've gone back up to where they were in May. So I'm hoping that means they will just be continue to steadily rise, you know, until I go to give birth, and that by the time I get ready to give birth, it'll be high enough to where they're not concerned about it. So they also tested for some, like, I think it's like some kind of like infection, like carrier that you can have just as a person in general. And if you have that type of carrier infection, which a lot of people do, it's very common, then when you actually go to give birth, you have to be given antibiotics through an IV first before you can actually give birth. Because if you give birth without the antibiotics, your baby can come out with like an infection and the effects can be pretty serious. So my friend actually had to, when she went into labor, she had to sit for like 2 hours before they could actually start giving her the stuff to prep for labor. She had to sit there and do that antibiotic infusion for a while first. But I got my test done for that and mine came back negative. So that's all clear for now.
Do you ever like think about like people giving birth like 100 years ago who like just didn't have like any of this stuff?
And
like
things probably went wrong and they were just like freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
I mean, they didn't even probably know about these infections and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's just the power of like research and medicine is like now we know like when these things pop up, how to prevent them. Because like, I'm sure there were lots of people giving birth and they didn't have the way to prevent the infection when they gave birth. And so it's like, you know, now it's like safer for babies and moms and all that, which is good. But it is kind of overwhelming, like, having to get all these tests and, like, do all this stuff leading up to it and, like, being like, oh, what if I have this? What if I have that? And, of course, like, when we found out I was anemic still, like, I was, you know, Googling, like, what the side effects can be if you're anemic when you give birth. And, I mean, don't Google it because the results are traumatic, but
Kaylee's banned from Google, but she still sometimes goes on her own. And then I got to talk her off the ledge and tell her that she's not going to die.
Unless you really, really feel like there's a very big concern, like, don't Google. Because I have sent myself, I don't know if we talked about this, I'm pretty sure we did, but like, when I was week five, my week after I found out I was pregnant, I was so convinced that I was having a miscarriage, and I wasn't. So, like, it's just crazy, because when you Google something, it's like, all the worst results can pop up, or the worst case scenarios can pop up. And so, yeah, if you're anemic, don't Google it. If your doctor is concerned, they'll probably tell you. I am a little frustrated with my doctor right now because I called them when I saw that my test results came back, because they came back like a few days after I left the doctor's office. And I called them and I was like, hey, I'm still in the low. Like, what do I need to do? And they basically told me they couldn't tell me anything over the phone until the doctor looked at it. And they told me they'd call me back, and they haven't still. So Skylar's just been telling me, like, you know, if they were concerned about it, they'd be calling you. So that's what I'm telling myself.
That's the way I see it. If it was some emergency, like, they're going to let you know, and they don't seem to be in a hurry to do it, so I don't think it's anything
super serious. But my mindset was like, okay, well, if the doctor hasn't looked at it, what if there is something wrong, and she doesn't even know there's something wrong to get a hold of me? So anyways, I mean, I could see on the rise that my numbers were going back up, so I'm just like, you know, it's not like they're just getting worse or staying the same. So, you know, I just think it's probably fine. I don't know what that means. Like, if they don't go all the way back up, that's just something I'm just trying to tell myself will be a later me issue. It's not an issue for me right now. Right now I shouldn't be worrying about taking care of myself and my body and the baby and getting everything ready. So if you've been following along, you know that we wanted to have everything ready pretty much by the end of October, because we're very big Christmas people. I decorate my house for Christmas at the very beginning of November. Skylar and I both have November birthdays, 2 days apart. We have plans going on for that. And then Thanksgiving, and my best friend's birthday is in November. So it's just like a lot going on. And so we wanted to have everything done. And honestly, we wanted to spend our last month of like just husband and wife without a baby, like not worrying about the baby, if that makes sense, like not having to focus on like building a crib and doing all that stuff. So like we are, today's what, the 20th? So yep. We have like a little less than 2 weeks where we really want to try to get everything done, which like I've said, we pretty much have everything now. We have a car seat, we have a stroller, we have crib, we have a rocking chair, we have a dresser, we have all the stuff in her nursery, we have all of her clothes she could possibly need, we have all of her bath time stuff ready, we have all of her bottles, all that stuff. So the only thing we're really going to have to buy, like, which I don't really know, I haven't even thought about this, but we're going to have to buy formula, obviously, for when we get home from the hospital. But I'm sure that'll be something we could buy at the store, like, you know, a couple weeks before we give birth or something. But I just think, like, other than the last minute touches I have to do here, we still have to get her mirror hung up on the wall. We're waiting on her mobile to come in from the mail.
It's pretty much all just cosmetic stuff.
It's all just
stuff,
like, yeah, it's all just like basic stuff at this point. So
there's nothing that would prevent us from putting her in her room. Well, she won't be in her room anyway, like immediately. But if she was going to be in her room, there's nothing to
stop it.
There's
just like a couple last minute declutter, put away things. I want to get her like formula dispenser and like the bottle warmer and stuff set up in the kitchen. But I've been telling myself, like, you know, right now all of our fall stuff is out. So I don't want to put that stuff out until we go to put... I want to basically get our fall stuff out, put that stuff in the kitchen, and then do our Christmas decorations, because once our whatever goes up for Christmas is what's going to be up in our house when she gets here. So I'm kind of going to do my Christmas decorating around that stuff. So I'm probably by the end of the month and here in the next couple weeks, we'll probably go ahead and get her kitchen stuff kind of prepped, like all her different machines, which they have so many fancy little machines now for babies. They have one where you can put the formula in it on top. It'll dispense the right amount of formula, then dispense the water and heat it up and mix it up and all that crap. Like, we just have one that's basically like a water warmer, and you put the formula in the bottle yourself, and then you put how many ounces of water you want, and you stick the formula bottle underneath and it pours it in, and then you still have to shake it, but like it already heats the water and to the right temperature and puts it in there. And then we also have another bottle warmer, so if we want to just like hand shake the formula and the water together, then we can put it in the warmer.
Having Keurigs for babies.
Yeah, basically. So we're going to get those set up. But I mean, other than that, I got to wash all of her bottles, which that's still on my to-do list because, you know, you're supposed to do that. And then all of her clothes have been washed. And then we just need to get our car seats installed in the car, which I told Skylar I didn't want to do it too early because you are at risk of like getting into a car accident or something with it in there. And then it could be defective after that. So we were going to wait till like right when we go to bring our Christmas tree out, because our house is pretty small. So we just have our put together car seat and strollers sitting in our living room right now. So probably here at the very first week in November, or the end of this month, we'll go ahead and get all that stuff in the car and then get the kitchen stuff ready. And then we'll be good to go. Other than those last couple of decluttering cosmetic touches, but we're pretty much ready at this point. And I mean, ready, like, physically, mentally, yeah. I'm not really sure. So I know Skylar said he's been having some like emotional and mental back and forth in his head the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's just like when Kaylee first found out she was pregnant, like for a few weeks, I was like, oh shit.
For a few weeks, like, he didn't even act like I was pregnant.
Yeah, I'm like it was just like, oh wow, this is like really happening. Like, it, you know, I talked about that early on, and then it kind of went away because you get into the routine of things and like, yeah,
and
she's
excited.
Yeah. And she's, I mean, she's pregnant, but like, it's not really affecting a lot yet besides just, you know, having to put more stuff together and get things organized. But besides
and
that,
I feel like the second trimester was fun because we had the gender reveal and like, we were starting to like picture her and get her room ready. But now it's like, now I feel like you look at my big bump and you're like, oh crap, there's a baby in there.
Yeah. Like now I'm getting to the point where it's like, oh wow. Like this is, it's like real again. You're like, oh wow, like this is happening soon. And that's been kind of not getting to me. Like, it's not bad, but I've just been like, well, oh, like this is really happening. Like, this is that there's gonna be a baby in my house in like a month and a half. Like, it's kind of crazy.
What fears or concerns or like negative thoughts are you trying to like process through right now?
Like, I haven't really had any negative thoughts. I feel like I'm fine with everything. I'm just, you know, like I think we said it last week too, it's like you can't really fully mentally get ready until it actually is here and you're going through it, because I don't know how
this is going to sound depressing, but is there any like is the majority of you or any part of you like excited? Like, are you happy and excited about it? Like, or are you just all like scared?
No, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a whole new life journey.
See, the way I try to like look at it is like, I am nervous and I am like, oh crap, there's going to be a baby. But like, I'm more of like the, oh crap, like there's going to be a baby, and I'm like excited about it. Like, but it is going to be scary.
Well, I was like talking to a friend of mine, and he doesn't have kids, but he said they're thinking about having kids soon. And I was saying like, about all the stuff, you know, that we have to do, and how, like, I was just kind of telling him about how pregnancy is and going through all this stuff. And he kind of was like, oh, well, like, yeah, like, it can be rough, but it's kind of fun, too. And at first I was like, oh, well, like, tell me when your wife's, like, halfway through pregnancy how fun it is. And he's like, well, yeah, I know there'll be struggles, but, like, there's still fun in it. And, like, that's what you'll look back on one day and be like, oh, wow, that was, like, really cool. Like, that was a fun time. And I kind of took that, and I'm like, you know, that's true. Like,
I feel like there are funny moments, especially like, it sounds so stupid, but like when you have to help me get out of the bath every single night I take a bath, it's like, I've never felt so like unable to like do things for myself. But it's funny because like, we're going to look back and be like, oh, remember when you had to drag me out of the bath every night? Or like even right now, it's like when I need basically anything done from like the waist down, Skylar has to do it. Like, he'll have to, I can get one of my legs through my underwear, but then I can't get my underwear down low enough to get the other leg through it with my hands. So Skylar has to come over and help me put like the other leg through. So it's just like stuff like that. And then I feel like he's been sending me memes on like, you know, Instagram and stuff of like pregnant women being like needy. And he'll be like, this is you. And I'm like, shut up. Like, there's a specific one right now where it's like this, what is it, a squirrel or whatever it is.
No, I forgot what they're called.
I forget what it is. Some kind of animal stuck in like an attic or a baseboard or a drywall, and it's like, wah, wah. And he says every time I need him, I have to do that now, because it's just like, because the whole meme of the video was like my pregnant wife telling me all the stuff she needs before she goes to bed. And I'm like, that literally is me though. Like, I feel like I'm more needy than I was before, which I'm already kind of like a,
yeah, she's already needy.
I'm not
anyway.
Like a needy person. I just, you do a lot for me, and I take advantage of it. Like, not advantage of it, but like, he is so willing to do things for me, and he's very nice. So, like, I know if I ask him for something, he'll do it. So, it's just, like, but now I'm, like, now I actually need him to do a lot of stuff. So.
And the thing I think, too, is it's, like, when you meet people who, you know, have our parents and, like, their kids are older and stuff, like, I feel like no one ever really talks to you about kids, and they're, like, oh, yeah, I remember this time where this was so bad, or I remember this time where they did this and it was so bad. Like, people pretty much always just talk about all the positive stuff, so it makes me think, like, well, I know they had times when it probably was difficult, or something was annoying, or something was gross, but they don't like, think about that stuff like anymore, because it's not what you focus on at the end of the day.
It's crazy, because, like, when I look back right now, like, even just, like, our only being, like, you know, I guess 7.5 months pregnant, or whatever you want to call it, like, I know about all the stuff I've already struggled with, like, when I was first anemic, and when I had all my infections, and, like, my first appointment where the doctor was really rude, and, like, all this stuff, and, like, us missing the birthing class. Like, there have been hiccups throughout the whole thing, and, like, there have been times where I've been sad, and I've cried, and I've had meltdowns. But, like, even if you ask me right now to, like, look back at my pregnancy so far, I think of, like, finding out, and, like, Skylar and I picking the paint color for her room, and, like, putting the crib together and all that stuff. I'm like, it already makes me emotional. I'm still pregnant. Like, I'm already looking back and being like, wow, like, we got to do all this, like, cool stuff together. And, like, when we got to pick out our name, like, we sat in the car one day and narrowed it down to, like, three names. And then, like, I don't even remember how that conversation went. I think at some point, once we had narrowed it down to, like, our three names, I was like, no, this is the one I want. And Skylar was just like, whatever, I don't care. What if you want that one? Sure. But, like, just doing all the things so far, like, that we've gotten to look back on and be like, wow, that was actually, like, a very unique and, like, cool experience. Like, and part of it's sad, too, because, like, we'll never get to, like, pick the name for our first baby again. Or, like, we won't be setting up a nursery for the first time again. Like, anytime we do this now, we'll be, like, not the first time. So, I feel like this is, like, a really special time for us to be, like, really taking all the little moments and, like, soaking them up. Because it only happens once. You only do this as first-time parents one time, so.
Yeah. And then it was special, like, when I was talking to my friend and kind of like saying about like what, you know, how it's been for us and everything. And it's like, it made me think that I'm the first of my friends to have a child. So it'll be kind of neat, because I'm sure in the future when they get to that point, like,
we'll have uncle gatherings and she'll be there with us.
And they'll be like asking me, probably I'll be able to like help them with tips and advice, because I'll be the first one that went through it all. And I mean, I don't know if I'll have the best advice, but I'll have some advice.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like sometimes when we get caught up in like all of the negative stuff that like does come along with pregnancy, because there is negative stuff, like it can be easy to look past all of the fun stuff too. Like, and I feel like we are trying our best to like stay like positive with everything. And I feel like we are for the most part.
And I try to remind Kaylee when she does get like upset about something with pregnancy, I'm like, you still have had like a very good pregnancy. Because I mean, I've heard so many stories of people who are, you know, sick the entire pregnancy, people who like get put on bed rest, people who, I mean, there's just a million things I've heard of people that a lot of things happen in their bed rest or in their pregnancy.
I'm in a group right now of people like that, you know, were having babies in December. And like, I literally see updates. There's this woman who had her baby like a month and a half ago, like at like 20 something weeks. And it's like, she posts updates and stuff. And I'm like, that could have been us. We could have had her too early and like, you know, been dealing with all that. So it's just like, we have gotten to a place where like, at this point, mentally, like, I'm ready for her to come out, as far as like, at this point, like, I feel like we're as prepared as we're gonna get. Like, there's not really much else we can do. And Skylar made a joke the other day. He's like, oh, you don't need to be doing this. You might send yourself into labor. And I'm like, would that be the worst case scenario? Like, if I gave birth right now, like, hey, we'd be healed up and have our routine by Thanksgiving and our birthday and Christmas and all that. So who cares? But like, but in all honesty, like, I just feel like I feel like we can both agree that we've kind of gotten to that point where like, we're just, the last final stretch is just like gonna feel the same. Like, we're excited, we're nervous, we're prepared as much as we can be. And now it's just kind of like the waiting point at this point. Like, yeah, there's not really much else to do like to prepare as parents, other than just like go through the next doctor's appointments and like do the last couple of things that we don't even really have to do, just need to do.
I bought a little, like, so, well, I guess backstory, we started a collection of Christmas village buildings, like, three years ago?
500,000.
And so we started that, and I bought Gemma we picked out a building kind of for her. It's like a little bakery, and it's like pink or whatever, and
it was actually really cute. So like, I want to chime in, because Skylar had one of these villages growing up, and so when we first got married and like had our first Christmas in this house, he was like, I want to do like a village for our family. And so we had kind of talked about like, you know, having one and like whatever, and then we finally started one. I think the first year we bought like two or three buildings, and then like everybody in my family found out we were doing that, and so they all got us like different buildings like from them and stuff. And so every year we've gotten like a new one or a couple to add to our collection. And then we had talked about when we have kids, like, you know, letting them go to the store and pick them out or whatever. But I think what we've kind of pivoted toward, do you want to talk about what our new like idea is for that? Like,
forward? We just want to buy a building for her every year, and then I guess once she gets old enough to be able to pick one out, she can pick one out, as long as it's aesthetically matching the rest of my village, though.
Well, no, I meant like more like, I feel like, you know, we'll have our family village, but we want to build one up for her specifically.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So like,
yeah.
So if we take her to the store and she wants to pick out, you know, what we might not think is the cutest one, but it's for her, like, she can go pick it out, and like, we'll write on her fifth Christmas or when she was five or six or whatever. And then like when she turns 18 or however old she is, when she moves out, like, she'll have a whole village to take with her of buildings she's picked out like for all of her Christmases. So
yeah,
like,
she can take it to college.
Yeah. I don't think she'll take it to college, but I know, like, even, I think you would even say, like, if your parents or like grandparents or whoever had done that with you, like, wouldn't it have been, it would have been cool to like,
well, we had ours. Like, me and my mom would always get one, and we had like a huge village at one point, and we had them all in storage. And you know how things just kind of disappear in storage? That kind of happened to our whole Christmas village collection. Like, it just, we don't know where it went. It's just like gone now, which is sucks. But
so yeah, I guess I don't know if we'll just pick out one every year, or if maybe we'll get like one for our village and then let her pick out her own for her own village. And then once she gets old enough, she can put them in a room or, you know, do whatever.
We started, we started with like buying two or three a year, but we quickly have run out of room on the display where we put them. So we're probably already gonna have to think about this year where we're gonna put
more.
We're
gonna have to cut down to only getting ourselves one, and then like hoping nobody else keeps getting them for us.
But I like it when people get them for us.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
So if someone that would buy us one is listening, you can still buy us one.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah,
we're addictive.
We're gonna let her pick out ones, and I think it'll be cute for her to have like them from us, like, So we're kind of gifting them to her from us. Like, so we'll write, like, you know, from mom and dad on your first Christmas for this one. And then if she wants to pick them out eventually, if she wants to pick them out herself, like, we'll let them go. We'll let her go to the store with us like we do and look at them all and pick them out. Because I think that's part of the fun, too, is, like, I don't want to just be, like, her be, like, 9, 10 years old and we're giving her whatever one we like. Like, I think part of it is going and picking out and, like, kind of customizing
yourself. Well, I used to do that because they used to, I don't know if they still do, and there's not one around us, but they used to sell them at Lowe's. They'd have, like, a whole huge shelf with them all set up, and my mom would let me go pick the one I wanted.
Well, I mean, now we've seen, like, when we have gone to stores, like Michael's or whatever, they usually have, like, a little collection set up of all the ones that are new for that year, and then we've gone, like, picked them out, and, like, last year, Skylar decided he wanted to start a Halloween one, so my mom went and took him for his birthday and let him pick out, like, what she bought you, like, two.
Yeah.
And she was like, here you go, and then we picked him out and brought him home, so.
And we got a third one this year.
Yeah, but it's a fun little collection, so we're excited to start stuff like that with her. And obviously, I feel like a lot of, like, people probably think we're crazy for, like, starting traditions with our baby, like, when she's literally going to be probably 2 weeks old at Christmas. But, like, I've said this about other stuff, too. Like, the memories you make when your babies are this little are not for them. It's for you. Like, so it's, like, I want to be able to look back and, like, look at Gemma's first Christmas because she won't remember it, but we will. And so, like, those are things I'm doing for myself, not for her. And then, you know, obviously when you have traditions that you've built up from when they were little, then they'll start to get excited about it and want to do it too.
And one thing, like, I think is cool. So I was talking to a friend and they were telling me about how they were thinking about doing a journal for when they're going to have a kid and starting to, like, do a journal they could give to the kid when they're older, being like, oh, hey, like, it's your dad. And, like, I don't know you yet, but, like, we're doing this to prepare for you and all this stuff. And they asked if it was a good idea, and I was like, yeah, because, I mean, part of the reason we did this podcast was to have, like, kind of a online or, like, audible journal for Gemma to listen to one day. And I feel like nowadays we have so many more creative and fun ways to share memories that our parents didn't have. Like, there's just so many ways we can do things now that are interactive for a future child, and I feel like take advantage of that now that we have that ability. I mean, I don't have, like, I was telling Kaylee the other day, like, Gemma can see, we'll be able to, like, I mean, she could look on my Instagram and see pictures of me from high school, and it's like,
who knows if Instagram will be the it media by then. Yeah, but have pictures still.
I never knew if my, you know, I don't know what my parents were like in high school. I have no idea besides what they tell me or stories they tell me, but, like, I don't, there's not really many pictures, there's not video, there's nothing that would, like, show me a glimpse of, like, what my parents were like when they were younger. But it's like, now our kids can see exactly what we were like, even at certain stages of life that they'll be in at times.
And I don't know if Skylar is as excited about this as I am, but I did buy, like, a more, like, vintage style camcorder off of Amazon, like, last week or whatever, and it got here, and it's like the old, like, handheld reverse, like, screen old-fashioned one. And we've talked about, like, I got this idea off TikTok, and it was a girl who, like, bought one, and she was, like, videoing herself, like, talking to, like, her bump and, like, telling her, like, oh, I'm your mom, I'm this many weeks pregnant with you and whatever. And, like, I just, like, think about, like, if I had a video like that from my mom, like, how I feel like it would mean a lot to me. And obviously Gemma will go through a period where we want to show her these and she's not going to care. Like, and that's just, it is what it is. But, like, I feel like as you get older and, like, you become an adult, like, closer to our age, and you think about wanting to have kids, like, you think about that stuff and you're like, man, wow, I wish I know what, like, my mom looked like when she was pregnant, or, like, what she felt and, like, what her emotions were. And, like, they can tell us, but, like, at the same time, like, having, like, a video from that time period and, like, really seeing, like, how young your parents looked and, like, all the stuff they did. And, like, I kind of want to do, like, a little house tour for Gemma, because she honestly probably won't be in this house very long because our house is small. We're going to have to move if we want to have another kid, or even, like, get her a bigger bed. We're going to have to move. And so I just feel like, you know, bringing her home from the hospital and, like, giving her, like, a house tour on the camera and, like, talking to her, almost like if you've seen, like, Good Luck Charlie, like, doing, like, little video diaries for her that she can go back and watch. Like, I think that'll be really cool. So I'm excited to start those. And kind of have, like, them. And now they even make the technology so fancy where, like, I literally bought, like, an adapter and you plug it straight in from the camera into your phone and it puts all the videos on your phone. So it's, like, cool because she'll have that to look back on. And I've already told Skylar he has to make some videos of him for her and all that stuff.
So yeah, and then when, like, she's a little bit older and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, your dad used to party back in the day. And instead of just her having to believe me, I can just show her a video of me being completely blasted at a college party somewhere. Yeah,
exactly. So. And then, like, when we do things for ourselves, like, you know, like when we take her on her first trip to Disney World, imagine we bring that and then we have videos of her there. Like, that would be so crazy. Like, I wish I could have. My parents took me to Disney World when I was like 7, which I remember some of it because I was 7. But, like, there are some things I'm like, wow, how cool would it have been to, like, have, like, a video, like, of me meeting Mickey Mouse or seeing the castle for the first time. Like, that's just cool. So I'm excited to kind of do that. And, like, I want to bring it to the hospital and all that stuff. So I think it'll be really cool to, like, have for her. And then, like, we were talking about, like, Christmas. Like, we're not going to do anything too crazy. Like, we might take a picture of her with, like, cookies and milk that we left out for Santa or whatever. Like, nothing too intricate. But, like, I just want to start doing those things while she's young. Because, like, when I look back on my childhood, like, I remember carving pumpkins with my mom every year, or like dyeing Easter eggs, or like doing whatever it was every year. And like every year my mom would pick us up from school with hot chocolate in the car, and we'd go around and like look at Christmas lights. So it's just like stuff like that. So was there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
No, for today's episode? I think that about covers it all for this week.
Yeah, so
is there anything going on next week?
I don't think so. I think my next appointment is not until the following week. I know, because I don't even know what the dates are. So crazy. No, I actually have, I guess it's next week. My next appointment is on Halloween, my 34-week appointment, which is crazy. Yeah, that's, like, wild to me. And we went ahead and did schedule my 36-week appointment as well, and that will be my, hopefully, last and final ultrasound, because if all things go well, we'll do the ultrasound and she'll already be in her birthing position. If not, then I'm going to have to get one every week after that. So hopefully that will be the last ultrasound, and then...
Oh, you could... I forgot. She has been very active, if you want to touch on that.
Oh, yeah. She has been moving around a lot. Like, and I mean, like, I used to say I would feel her, like, every few hours. I'd feel, like, a kick or two, like, or whatever. But now it's, like, there's more times where I'm feeling her than I'm not feeling her. To the point where I'm always telling Skylar, like, look at my stomach, and he looks, and of course she stops doing whatever, but, like, I'll catch my whole stomach moving out of my peripheral vision, like, just looking at, like, my phone, or looking, like, down, or looking to the side, like, I'll see my whole stomach move. I did get some kind of, like, funky rash, like, on my belly at work the other day. I don't know what that was about. Skylar thinks it was, like, a heat or stress rash, but it's already kind of going away, so, but yeah, I just, like, she's been way more active. I've been, like, up at night with her kicking, and, like, she'll kick things, and I can actually, like, feel it, and, like, now I can kind of get to the point where, like, when I feel my stomach, I can tell where she is by, like, how firm or how, like, soft it is in certain spots. And she actually has been moving around a lot more. Like, she was kind of sitting on the left side over here for a while, and now she's kind of, like, in the middle and on the right side too. And then one day I felt her, and it literally felt like she had her arms and legs, like, fully extended behind her head and, like, down, and was, like, punching and kicking at the same time, because, like, I felt kicks on both sides of my stomach at the same time, like, on the farthest points. So I don't know. I guess she's long. I mean, 19 inches is long, like, 17 inches.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than a foot long. And I'm, like, looking at my stomach, and I'm like, where does that fit?
She's bigger than a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, literally. So I'm just like, where does that fit in my stomach? Because my stomach, like, and someone at work the other day told me I didn't look that big. And I'm just like, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I'm fucking huge.
Well, you're not as big as, like, I've seen some people online that are
still
huge.
8 weeks left.
I know.
That's like a fourth of the pregnancy left still, pretty much. Like, that's still, like, there's plenty of time to put on some more pounds. But anyways, I just look at my stomach, and I'm like, where is she at?
I'm still creeped out. Like, I don't know why. It still creeps me out to see the stomach move.
He doesn't even want to touch it. Like right now, if you touch right here, it's so hard. You can tell that's where her back or her head is. But yeah, she moves around, and it was so funny. I think we talked about this, but, like, we've been playing music for her, and she'll react and stuff. So, like, it's pretty cool. But now I feel like a lot of my anxiety has gone down, as far as, like, obviously in the beginning of the pregnancy, I was like, if I don't feel her, I get anxious. And, like, I'm anxious about what could go wrong in the pregnancy, or, like, all this stuff. And it's just like, now I'm, like, at the home stretch where, like I said, we're not really worried about anything anymore. We're just, like, kind of trying to mentally prepare for the fact that we're going to be one day driving home from the hospital 20 minutes away and walking into a door with a baby, and then the baby's never going to leave. It's just going to be here forever.
One day.
Yeah.
After, like, 18 years.
Yeah, after a long time. So, but yeah, so I think that's pretty much it. I think as far as next week, it's probably going to be a pretty low-key week. But then the week coming after that, we'll have a doctor's appointment. We do have our first birthing class coming up again the week after that. And then after that, we'll be at the 1 month mark of when her due date is. So getting crazy. What if she's born? I just realized, what if she's born like, you know, like my due date is December 10th and my birthday is November 9th. What if she's born like December 9th and our birthdays are like a month apart? That'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, so crazy.
She could be born December 7th and have your birthday day too.
Yeah.
All of our birthdays are going to be so close together at this point. It's just going to be annoying. Like all of our family holidays are going to be like all in the same like months, because like our birthdays are November and then we have Christmas, and then her birthday will be either November or December. So
I've always felt bad for kids who have birthdays close to Christmas, so I kind of feel bad for doing this to her, but
we didn't plan that detail. We thought it would take a little bit longer, but no, a couple of my friends have December birthdays, and some of them have said it sucks, and then some of them have said like, oh, as long as it's like the week of Christmas and it's fine. Like, and I feel like if her due date is December 10th, I don't see her birthday being much after that. And that still gives her 2 weeks between her birthday and Christmas. So I'm not too worried about it. And I feel like a lot of it, too, is like how the parents celebrate it. Like, do they still have a birthday party and like get her separate gifts and stuff like that? So I feel like we can still make her feel special. But we'll see when her birthday comes. A lot of people have done predictions on when they think she'll be here. Me, personally, I think she'll be here within the first 5 days of December, if not the very tail end, like talking like the last 2-3 days of November. So we'll see. What do you think?
I don't have a prediction.
You don't have one?
No, I really don't. You had to guess
right now what day of the month. It, you say November 29th, December 7th. What do you think it's going to be?
December 10th.
Okay. Well, that's no fun, but whatever.
Well, anyway, we're going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thank you everyone for listening. Sorry, I've been like talking horribly today. Like my word flow is just not there today for some reason. So I apologize for all my stuttering and misused sentences in this episode.
Yeah, blame it on being pregnant and tired.
Okay, yeah, I'm pregnant and tired. That's why. But anyway, thank you for listening, everyone, and we will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.